أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بئس ما اشتروا به أنفسهم أن يكفروا بما أنزل الله بغيا أن ينزل الله من فضله على من يشاء من عباده فباءوا بغضب على غضب وللكافرين عذاب مهين. In the previous ayats, we read where the Bani Israel, the Jewish people, were always telling the idolaters of the Arabs, that is particularly the Aus and Khazraj, that a Nabi is coming and we are going to believe on that Nabi, and they used to have fights between them, and they should seek Allah's help by the barakat of the coming Nabi and his kitab, the Quran Sharif. And they, Allah should help them also accordingly. And they said they are going to believe in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he comes. But when finally Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, they recognized him, but because of their jealousy and pride, they refused to believe in him and the kitab that he came with. So Allah Ta'ala said, Allah's curses are upon these non-believers, and that they said they only will be burning in the fire of Jahannam for a few days. Allah said, for the gunas they have committed, it can never be for a few days, it will be forever. Further, Allah Ta'ala explains the reality of this attitude and what they had done. بِئْسَ مَشْتَرَوْ بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Buri cheez hai wo jiske badle unhone kharida, azab Allah ka. And it was a very evil thing which they had done, that they had sold themselves and took the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. And yakfuru bima anzalallah, that they had, because they falsified and denied that which Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala had revealed. So yeah, in this ayat Allah Ta'ala explains that bi'sa mashtarau, that ishtara is a sale, a business sale. They made a sale, and this sale of theirs was that the object that they sold was their own lives, the mabi'ah. And the price they paid was the kufr that they made. And they sold themselves to the farishtas of Jahannam. And the price they paid was kufr. In other words, Allah Ta'ala is here illustrating that our business transactions are not only the business transactions as we see what we do. We buy a motor car, we buy some furniture, some appliance, some groceries, vegetables, etc. But we are selling ourselves also. That many times we say a person is a sellout. That is, he has sold himself. So this was, Allah Ta'ala explained that the Jews had sold themselves, and the price they paid was the kufr, and what they had bought was Jahannam. They sold themselves to the farishtas of Jahannam, and they bought Jahannam. So this was their thing, which we can well understand. We also have to be very careful that if we are not selling ourselves also, we are not selling our deen. Today this also has become common, that for the gains, the petty gains of this dunya, and for our nafs sake, we are selling our deen, we are selling the commands of Allah, we are selling the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are buying in its place the fire of Jahannam. We can well understand what a terrible sale that is. If anyone goes into a business venture and he loses out terribly, and you can openly see his stupidity in that, everyone wonders, how can this person be so stupid that he lost out so much, and they fooled him and they made him a fool in this business transaction. Many times we ourselves get caught up in something where somebody, and today it's very common, whether it's on the internet or whether it is person to person, how many people, the cases of fraud, etc. And when a person gets caught in something like that, he feels terrible that how could I have got caught up in this? How could I have done such a stupid thing? And I paid up in front and I lost out everything. And in fact, in spite of that, they make a case against you and make you guilty again, and you have to pay even more. Allah save us of all such things. The worst loss a person can get is when he sells himself for the fire of Jahannam. What worse loss can there be? That and Allah gave us, like here with the Jews, Allah Ta'ala had sent the Quran Sharif down. Allah had sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a wonderful thing to buy, to sell ourselves to Allah Ta'ala, and to buy and take the Quran Sharif and the teachings of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in return get Jannat from Allah Ta'ala. Forever and ever, the wonderful, great, great enjoyments of Jannat. But a person doesn't do that transaction and he sells himself, he becomes a sellout, and he sells himself to the farishtas of Jahannam. And what does he pay the price of? Kufr and disbelief in Allah Ta'ala. So with regard to the Jews in particular, yeah, Allah says for them, but their punishment cannot be just a few days in the fire of Jahannam, but it will be eternal. The lesson for us is that we must see that as we are very conscious and nobody wants to get caught in some fraud transaction, and that he loses out, everyone is very careful about that. More than that, in our deen we must be careful. And as we speak also, we speak of certain people that so and so is a sellout. He has sold the deen, he has sold the Muslims away. So we must be careful that we are not selling ourselves for the fire of Jahannam and to go into the fire of Jahannam. That will be the worst of sale that we can make and the worst loss that we can suffer if we sell ourselves and we buy the fire of Jahannam. May Allah save us all. And this Allah Ta'ala teaches us from the evils of the Jewish people. Allah has mentioned it in the Quran Sharif, so and we read it all the time, so we should take lesson from this. May Allah Ta'ala guide us, save us from all types of loss, and let us make the greatest prophets. As in other ayats, Allah Ta'ala says, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, that should I not show you a business that will save you from a painful punishment? And that is the punishment, that is the business of buying deen, bringing deen ourselves. And we sell ourselves to Allah Ta'ala and the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and we wholeheartedly bring it in our lives, and we get Jannat, everlasting, great enjoyments of Jannat forever. May Allah bless us with reality. Thank you.